This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More on the impeachment proceedings regarding U.S. President Donald Trump from AP's Mike Hempin.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are getting a chance to review the report before it's sent to the Judiciary Committee for Wednesday's landmark hearing. White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who calls the inquiry baseless and highly partisan, has declined an invitation for the president's counsel to appear at the hearing. Wednesday's hearing is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, along with the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up soon. Mike Hempin, Washington.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Monday has upheld a ruling that blocks the federal government's plan to resume federal executions. The Justice Department had asked the court to lift a lower court injunction and pave the way for a federal execution plan for next week to take place. Attorney General William Barr has said that he would take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. U.S. President Trump said that he would impose tariffs on Argentina and Brazil, accusing those countries of hurting American farmers through currency manipulation.
They've devalued their currency very substantially by 10%. Argentina also. And I gave them a big break on tariffs, but now I'm taking that break off.
Mr. Trump tweeted that he would place tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the two South American countries. They were among the countries that were exempted from tariffs in March of 2018 after they agreed to quotas. Brazil's government said in a statement that it was already in discussions with Washington. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has quietly released $105 million in military aid to Lebanon and had been holding up for reasons that are still unclear. A senior State Department official said Monday that the aid was good to go, saying it was unfrozen last week without fanfare. Congress was notified in writing Monday when reporters repeatedly asked the official why the money had been held back for months. He cited testimony from Undersecretary of State David Hale, who told Congress there was some disagreement about the efficacy of U.S. aid to the Lebanese armed forces. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes have killed a number of civilians in the country's northwest. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
Separate airstrikes in Syria have killed at least 20 people. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which believes the Syrian government and Turkey carried out the attacks. One strike hit a popular market in the northwestern rebel-held town of Marat al-Numan Monday, killing at least 9 civilians. Activists say several more people were killed when a second strike hit a market in the nearby town of Saraqib. Syria's northwestern region is the last major area controlled by Syrian rebels after more than 8 years of civil war. The area has become home to hundreds of thousands of people who fled other parts of Syria during the conflict. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that the United States is still in the fight against climate change, despite U.S. President Donald Trump pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 Paris Agreement. Pelosi is leading a delegation of congressional Democrats to the 10-day climate conference in Madrid. She said they want to show that their presence means the U.S. is not turning its back on a major threat to humanity. Pelosi said several democratically led House committees are working on separate parts of what would be a broad climate change plan. Mr. Trump has called global warming a Chinese concocted hoax and said the 2015 Paris Accord would hurt the U.S. economy. A powerful but slow-moving winter storm slammed into the Northeast Monday, closing schools, offices, and canceling flights. The storm moved east across the country over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, making travel near impossible and contributing to at least 11 deaths in the center of the U.S. And North Korea's foreign ministry warned once again that its year-end deadline for the United States to change its hostile policies, as it calls it, is approaching and said it was up to Washington to decide what Christmas gift comes at the end of the year. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.